This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Wildfire smoke that posed a health hazard to millions continues to choke the U.S. West Coast as firefighters battle deadly blazes that have obliterated some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people. The Oregon authorities have said that more than 1,500 square miles have burned in recent days, nearly doubling the size of a typical year in an area larger than the state of Rhode Island. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to the Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Oregon's emergency management director said officials were preparing for a possible mass fatality event if many more bodies turn up in the ash, and the state fire marshal resigned after abruptly being placed on administrative leave. State police superintendent said the crisis demanded an urgent response that required a leadership change. Search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll in that fire to at least 12. Total deaths in the state's recent blazes to at least 22. The Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey announced the additional death Saturday, but they did not provide any details. He said 13 people still remain unaccounted for. The fire, which roared into Berry Creek and Feather Falls in the Sierra Nevada foothills, destroyed the small town of Berry Creek. Hurricane Paulette gained hurricane status late Saturday. It's expected to bring storm surge, coastal flooding, and high winds to Bermuda over the coming days, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Advisory. It is the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center was tracking in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Also, Tropical Storm Sally is inching up from Florida to the Gulf Coast. This is VOA News. There are more than 920,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.7 million infections. The United States has the highest number of deaths, followed by Brazil. And Oxford University says trials of coronavirus vaccine that it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will resume after being paused due to reported side effects in a patient in the UK. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
In a statement, the university says in large trials such as this, it's expected that some participants will become unwell and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It said that globally some 18,000 people have received the vaccine as part of the trial. An AstraZeneca spokesman said earlier this week that a woman had developed severe neurological symptoms that prompted the pause in testing. Zaria Shakili, London.
Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas in the U.S. have been growing faster than anywhere else in the nation over the last 2 weeks, AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gatherings like the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Nonetheless, the governors of North and South Dakota, both of whom are Republican, have resisted mask requirements. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton on Sunday defended the government's right to intelligence raids. This to prevent foreign interference after China condemned searches on the homes of its journalists working in Australia. Dutton declined to directly confirm that the Chinese journalists were questioned by Australia's intelligence agency in June, saying an investigation was still underway, but said that there was some activity by the country's intelligence agency. The raids were revealed by China's foreign ministry last week in the wake of two Australian journalists departing China after questioning by Chinese police. Australia's trade minister said the agencies acted on evidence related to a foreign interference investigation. On Saturday, China's state media condemned those raids. Relations between Australia and its top trading partner, China, have been deteriorating gradually over the recent years and have soured further this year after Canberra called for an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, angering Beijing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for the best Pan-African music and music news? Well, I've got it for you. Here's the rundown for today. I'm going to open and close the show with gorgeous classic music, Ghanaian hip life, Afro-Cuban salsa, and Angolan semba. Now, at half past the hour, Song of the Week takes us to current Nigeria with Dare Alade's amazing new single, Ja Guide Me. And we go vintage with some incredible traditional music from Liberia, recorded by Music Time in Africa founder, the late Leo Sarkisian, in 1968. And there's more. I have plenty of new, fresh Afropop, bonga flavor, and desert blues. And my featured artist for today is the neo-traditional duo, the Matalitsu Band from Malawi. Yobu Maligwa and Yosefe Kalekene joined me virtually from Lilongwe, along with their manager Neil Nayar, to talk about their incredible rise to fame in recent years and their new fresh single, which is a collaboration with an alternative music group, a trio called Tiktu from the Ukraine. So that's it. That's the show. It's going to be awesome. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy this show. Here's Bice Osei-Kufuor, better known as Obuo, with Atopa Jenje. Shake your waist, bring down your knees. Let's have some fun.
Thank you.
All right, that was Obuo from Ghana with Akopa Jinjin. Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now to a classic. Africando was a musical project formed in 1992 that merged salsa rhythms from both sides of the Atlantic. New York-based musicians and Senegalese vocalists created a truly magical sound. The project continued strong, adding members on both sides for nearly two decades, and it released over 10 albums. This is the title track of the group's very first album release in 1992, titled Africando.
Africa. Hello, my name is Joey Blake. I'm from the United States, Boston, Massachusetts. I'm here in Africa. And I just want to say to you, keep listening to the music. Keep letting it inspire your heart. I'm here with Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Oh, that was recorded in 2014 when I was in Rwanda with Joey Blake and others. Hi, Joey, and to all my friends in Rwanda. Next up is Gilad's new single out of Kenya, Swahili Girl. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, Bill Odidi brought us a great interview with him from Nairobi. So we'll enjoy his new single again right now. And then after that, you're going to meet Matalitso Band from Malawi. Earlier this week, I joined up virtually with the two musicians, Yobu Maligwa and Yosefe Kalekene, and their manager, Neil Nayar, to learn more about their story and their newest song, Siti Mamenya, a collaboration with the Ukrainian trio, Tiktu. So here's Gilad and his new single, Swahili Girl, featuring Israeli pop star, Eliad.
Swahili girl, when you speak to me, Swahili girl, I can hear the birds singing to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, speak to me, Swahili girl, relax and hear my guitar playing, yeah, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Before I leave, you say, nitakumisa, you kiss me. Tell it to the whole wide world. Before we sleep, you say, me or the baby, dream of me, and I will dream of you. Swahili girl, I can hear those freedom bells say yeah. You listening, yeah. Alright, before I leave, you say nitakumisa, you kiss me. I wanna tell it to the whole wide world. Before we sleep, you say me or the baby, dream of me.
Swahili Girl by Gilad from Kenya. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, and I am so glad you're spending it with me. Let me take you now to my interview from earlier this week with two street musicians who in recent years have risen up from busking in Lilongwe, Malawi's capital city, to crushing, show-stopping performances on some of the world's biggest music festival stages. They are the Maralitso Band. I joined them virtually, and Neil Nayar is translating. How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hello. So what does Maralitso mean?
Maralitso means like blessings.
All right. So July 24th, the band released a new single, and the single is a collaboration with Ukrainian trio Tiktu.
We just got a Facebook from a guy called Lesik in Ukraine. He said, it was a nice email. We love your music of Maralitso. I play you when I go and DJ. It's lockdown. It's crazy. What about if we do an online collaboration? We'd never been to Ukraine. We've never played in Ukraine, but somehow he'd heard of the band, and that was it.
That's amazing. And so you guys did your recording and your video shoot there, and they did their part in Ukraine, and then you put it together and put it out.
Recorded right here in Malawi, yes, even in this house right here.
whose house are you at?
That's my house.
Now, Neil, what is your role with the band? You're not playing in the band, but are you their manager?
It just happened quite organically that I happened to apply for a festival on their behalf and then was there to...
Yeah.
Chat with people and organize the visas and renting the cars, and we travel together and translating and all that kind of stuff that you have to do mm-hmm. when you go on tour.
Now, Neil, are you born and raised in Malawi?
England. And I moved to Malawi 8 years ago.
And you've adopted Malawi now as your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't blame you. And these are your yeah. brothers. How long have you guys been playing together, and how did you first start?
2001.
Just like a random meeting in Area 49 of Lilongwe in 2001, when Yosefe was walking with a guitar and they started chatting on the street, and they just got on with each other and said, hey, how about we start making some music together? That was it, a random meeting on the streets.
And were they busking in the beginning?
Yeah. And sell music and marketing.
Like in the streets, in the markets.
Okay. And so when did their career start really picking up? Because now, look, I mean, they're getting people, musicians from all over the world, from, you know, noticing them on Facebook and reaching out and saying, you know, asking to do collaborations. So how did they get from busking in the streets of Lilongwe to being noticed by other musicians worldwide asking to do collaborations with them?
Well, one simple festival in Zanzibar, but happened to be Sauti za Busara.
Not such a simple festival.
Yeah, there was a booker for Roskilde Festival in the audience, there was BBC in the audience, there was a record label in Switzerland in the audience. And these guys was their first time to play outside Malawi, but they just raised the roof. BBC said it was their favorite gig of the festival, and all of a sudden, people just came and asked us, like, hey, have these guys been in Europe? How, you know, we'd like to book them. And then it just started like that. And then their first tour was 2 weeks, the next one was 5 weeks, then 9 weeks. So they just had such a great impact. Then it sort of started picking up like that.
Are you representing exactly? I mean, Malawi, of course, but is there something more specific? Because we should mention that cool instrument that most people have never seen, I don't think, the babatone. Mm-hmm. So how are these things related? What culture are you representing?
Mimi education mungangazi sa madasi aku Malawi. Malawi.
Is it just for Malawi, yeah, or Kapena, like, I would say, like, more specific, like Ngoni, Kapena, Chichewa, Kapena?
I think Ngoni, Chichewa, Ngoni, Achewa.
Because they're two different tribal backgrounds, Ngoni and Chewa. And so it's a representation of that kind of vibe, I suppose, particularly from the central region of Malawi.
And Yosefe, I noticed that your drum is basically your foot kicking against the side of a drum. So you're playing the drum basically with your foot, right? I like that. The right foot, huh?
Yeah.
Not the left.
Is there somebody else who plays like that in all of Malawi? I've never seen anybody else play the drum like that, right? People have lots of creative ways, but Alipoina Mene Amayimba drum, John. I think only him that plays like that.
After the coronavirus has been in some way contained and controlled and we can move freely physically, what do they first want to do?
Just to go out and make people happy, playing music. That's it.
Modalitu Band and Neil Nayar, they're in Lilongwe, Malawi. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the best of luck. I love your music.
Thank you.
Come on. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello. All right. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that special feature with Modalitu Band from Malawi. If you want to watch that interview, it's easy. Just go to Music Time in Africa YouTube channel or watch it on Facebook. Okay, changing gears, I've got two beautiful current tunes for you now by female singers, Simi of Nigeria, and then Spale of South Africa. After that, Kwame Ofori joins me for Song of the Week. Here's Duduke by Simi.
First, let me say to you, I cannot wait to see you. You are the treasure I've been waiting for. Do you know, do you know, how much I really need you? I pray for the day when I can finally kiss you. You know, say every day I pray for you. Oh, in my heart today is a permanent place for you. That's why my heart today beat like do 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 do.
men in Africa.
Hello, everybody. That was Mlashe by Spale from South Africa, and before that, Duduke by Simi. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the bottom of the hour, which means...
And this is the song of the week.
And Kwame joins me by virtual computer. Hey, as always.
Hey, guys. I am here. I am staring at Heather through my screen, trying to stay safe. Hi, Heather.
Hello, Kwame. It's so nice to see you. So,
great to see you.
This week's song of the week is from Nigeria, and it's called Ja Guide Me.
Oh, yes. And for those of you complaining, another Nigerian song, stop complaining. It's just a great song. We just have to pick it. Yes.
You know, you can't blame Nigerians for putting out amazing songs.
Oh, I mean, yes.
you know, and it's one of the most populated countries in Africa. So, you know, but anyway, the artist is Dare Alade, and this is a premiere. It's a single and a music video all at once that came out on August 14th. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it, huh?
Let's jump right in and get inspired.
Yeah.
Fulfill my destiny. In all my gettings, I go get money. I see the blessings for me now. So let the blood cover me. Let it cover me. Jah protect me from my enemies. Majesty, I want to cover me. Oh, I want to see another day. So them.
Dare Art Alade is very well known. He's a multi-platinum award-winning artist. But he's also a TV and a radio host. And he hasn't been making music for the past few years. So this is his first, you know, first comeback kind of in the music realm as an artist. And boy, has he done it.
I agree 100%.
What do you like about it, Kwame?
One, it's inspiring, and he came back with a bang. Trust Dare to pick some of the best Nigerian producers, best videographers to work on a great concept. Because even though the song is inspirational, it's very skewed towards the Christian religion, you can still feel some traditional elements. And I like that about Dare. Dare's always given us, you know, the best.
Now, musically, what I love about this song is the combination of a sort of futuristic sound that goes along with the images, some images in the video as well, and then also a real nod and kickback to Fela Afrobeat with those horn lines.
And I'm a sucker for horns.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Also, even the way he sings with the horn line. I mean, Fela used to do that. He would sing along with the horn line. And it's perfect. But it's not that surprising because Dare's father was Art Alade, who was an Afro jazz musician back in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yes.
So, you know, the apple does not fall far from the tree. Thank God.
Not at all, and he is, his father must be proud of him.
So that was Dare Art Alade with Jah Guide Me. I'm Heather, and
I'm Mr. Sante, and that was Song of the Week.
Yeah, baby.
All right, catch you later, Heather.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.
It's music time in Africa.
Songwriter and guitarist Afel Bokoum has just released a new studio album on World Circuit Records. It's called Linde, and it's named after the wild expanse near his hometown of Niafunke in the Timbuktu region of Mali. We're going to listen to the track Penda Jiga, which also has a beautiful animated video. It tells a story in the Songhai language and in the August 12th edition of online Flood magazine. Author Scott T. Sterling spoke with Bokoum, who explained it to him.
Scott says this, "It's never easy saying goodbye to a loved one. It's even harder when surviving an encounter with the police. Such is the case with regard to Penda Jiga." He says that Bokum told him this, "I promised this song to my friend's daughter, Penda. I explained that I was in Kulikoro, that's one of the regions in Mali, and was determined to go to Penda's engagement party. But on the way there, I was stopped by some police and had an altercation with them to the extent that they started to attack me physically. Despite everything, though, I was able to continue as far as Kabbalah and see her at the airport just before she left for Michigan in the USA. And by the way, peeps, Michigan is my home state." Okay, so here's Penda Jiga. And that was the song Penda Jiga off of Afel Bokum's new 2020 album, Linde. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios. Guess where I'm taking you now? 1968 Liberia. Yes, 1968. At that time, the founder of this program, Music Time in Africa, Leo Sarkisian, who passed away June 8th, 2018, recorded live music throughout the country. I've put together a trio of one-minute excerpts of three such recordings that I think you're going to like. The first one is from Lofa County in the town of Zerzer. It's a Kpele horn and drum group, and it's a victory song for a warrior. The group consists of six large elephant tusk horns, all with different pitches according to the size of the horn. If you're wondering how I know all of these little details from so long ago, it's because this same music was broadcast on Music Time in Africa in 1968, and all this information is written in the scripts of that broadcast, which I studied, and which all of you can access too online if you want to. I'll tell you about how to get online to do that at the end of the show. So here's excerpt one. Okay, so that was Kpele, horn and drum music from Lofa County, Liberia. And now for excerpt two, recorded in the same town, Zerzer, this is women's music. The lead singer is a young woman. Her name was Lopu, and she's accompanied by three other Sasa players. Those are rattle gourds. She sings, "One tree cannot make a forest." Right, that was excerpt two of my deep dive into vintage music from Liberia. And for the third and final one, here's a harp song from Nimba County, Liberia. And one of the most popular instruments of the Mane people who live in this region is the kinni harp, or at least it was in 1968. The minstrel you hear is Willie Togba, singing about old age. Cool. And with that Kenny harp tune from 1968 Liberia, that wraps up my trio of one-minute excerpts of vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, hey guys, are you ready to rock out the last quarter of this hour with me? The next two tunes are brand new bangers from Tanzania and Nigeria,
So get ready to dance if you feel like it. And then we're going to wind out the hour like we started it out today with another classic, this time from Angola. So here's the latest bongo flavor by Ray Vanny. It's called Ngongingo.
Ngongingo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Anangongingo. Whoa, whoa.
Sancho kapachu pachu, vipi la menina, wamwijaku, nampenda
anangongingo.
Kama kiduchu akinesi kwa kanga
Gongingo
La mama Paula Kajala Masanja
Wow, wow, wow
Emona, vipi chanandi, kina bamba
Gongingo
La vera sidika
Wow, wow, wow
Igi misifa
Wow, wow, wow
La shishi baby pale
This is Music Time in Africa.
Get it!
Bloody money, bloody money
out of Nigeria by Olamide. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it's time for the very last song of the hour. The classic sound of Angolan Semba by the great singer Bonga. Ulemba Shangola is the title track to Bonga's 2001 album release.
Hey, Ulemba Shangola. Are you with Ulemba Shangola? Hey, Ulemba Shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola
Kasanzu wabishila Menekenu mkwenu Kubaza kwa mushime Menekenu kubata
Eh mulemba shangola mulemba shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola. Eh mulemba shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola.
Ayuwe Luanda. Ayuwe Angola. Ayuwe Bahia. Etu mugete.
Eh mulemba shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola. Mulemba shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola.
Mulembera milena. Damagia kalundu. Angola ritual. Africa no solo tu.
Mulemba shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola. Mulemba shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola.
And with that beautiful Samba classic by Bonga, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Maralitsu Band and to Neil Nayar for that great interview from Lilongwe. Also, thanks Kwame Ofori for joining me once again in presenting Song of the Week. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. Videos like the Maralitsu Band interview you just heard earlier in the hour. Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage music, go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. Again, voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. You just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. All right, till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.